It's the control boom, Love baby.
Love Talk Radio.
I'm ready to live this life. Niggas out there hating, they trying to take my life. So I keep it grippy, my nigga, won't happen twice. All my niggas with it, you ready, then roll the dice. Got your bitch creeping and sneaking, trying to get high. She wanna come and smoke with them G's, she know the vibe. Never fucking sober, my nigga, I'm always high. Six pack Corona or Henny, the Dutch is fine. I settle for the paper or fine to the Russian cream. In anything other, not trying to be mean. Brutally honest, some calling it mean. Holding on my collar, looking up for that green. I'm smoking on that real shit, y'all smoking on that bullshit. Designer bag, but it's not designer what it's full with. That's some fucking bullshit, what happened to the real shit? Everyone got runs, but it's platinum if you look quick.
Just take a look at your weed, my nigga. These niggas lying to y'all with that fake ass designer shit. Get that bum shit up out of here. 60 or better, my nigga. 60 or better.
You A2, you crazy for this one.
Back on the wall a few times, I had to duck and dodge. But the weed keep me strong, they got for the plugs. But these niggas fucking up with them garbage bags, trash gas. But they be telling you they got that gas mask. Sick of hood platinum niggas out there bumping. If the apes ain't 60 or better, I ain't smoking. I be floating on the clouds and your bitch really love it. She be grabbing on my blunts, telling me that she don't smoke shit. I got her doing all these things that she knew she never did. Twisting blunts, taking shots, acting like a college kid. Pulling up to my spot, nigga, you know that it's lit. Got the pee in the trunk and we about to burn this shit. It's some cookies and some skunk, it's that gas shit. That aroma so strong you can't pass it. I'm smoking on a blunt bigger than a bat. If you ain't put in on this blunt, then I won't pass it.
So don't act shit, nigga, cause I ain't give y'all niggas shit. I ain't smoking with y'all niggas, I ain't fucking with y'all niggas. I don't like none of y'all niggas. All y'all niggas is gonna eat a Frank. Dead eyes. Keep that trash ass weed over there. Let me smoke my good shit over here. I don't want y'all chip-ins. I don't want y'all bitches. I don't want your
money. You crazy. I just want to be successful, y'all niggas, and leave me the fuck alone. Let's go. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? King Kush Money in the building, man. This is another dope episode of the Control Room. Well, you guys can call in and control the last 15 minutes of this show. And you know, we have a lot of fun, play nothing but dope independent artists globally from all over the world. Make sure y'all stay locked in and tuned in. Yes, sir, man. Every day we got a dope show. Every day. So if you're not tuned in, then what you doing? I know what you're doing. You are tuned out. Believe that shit. King Kush Money, man, I got a dope show tonight, man. Why? I got Zero Smiles in the building. Now, he is definitely a brother, a family member of For the Record Radio. He does a lot for the team. So before we get him in, we're going to jump into some more of his tracks, man. That track that we just played, that was Zero Smiles. Let's jump into another one right quick, right here on For the Record Radio, the control room, baby, where independent artists matter the most. So I guys, spin that. Let's get it.
And roll another one,
say. Zero. Smiles. Kelly. Wham. Two times. Heavy on that shit.
I love Chris Fred.
Yeah, wham. Keep on talking, I'ma hit you and your man. Yeah, I'm solo, never dull, no, she won't dance. Yeah, the boat up, keep on walking, no, you dance. Yeah, I went, nigga, yeah, I went. Keep on talking, I'ma hit you in your mans. Yeah, I'm solo, never dolo, she won't jam. Yeah, the poacher keep on walking on you dance. Yeah, I went, nigga, yeah, I went.
Let's be honest, a lot of niggas ain't rider. Bring that drama, keep speaking and I'ma pop ya. Keep revolver shit wicked when it's drama. They won't jam my nigga, I'm no forgetting it poppin'. Big Notorious in the building, you see my bop, bitch. Stop capping, y'all really don't do what y'all talking. Big Dugatti's on my niggas, steady stunting. Y'all be talking like that, y'all ain't gon' do nothing. Ready at? Being a hater gon' get you clapped. Keep a razor, yeah, just for that. Nigga pulled up, he heard click clack. Then he turned around and put his wig back. Ran down on his whole crew. Pussy nigga should've thought of that before he fucked around with the wrong dude. Yeah, I'm on one. I'm the wrong one. Get your body slumped.
Body slumped.
For playing tough. You don't want the smoke. I'll bring the gun. When the hammer blow, then forget you, son.
Yeah, I win. Keep on talking, I'ma hit you in your mans. Yeah, I'm solo, never dolo, she won't jam. Yeah, the poacher keep on walking, all you dance. Yeah, I win. Nigga, yeah, I win. Keep on talking, I'ma hit you in your mans. Yeah, I'm solo, never dolo, she won't jam. Yeah, the poacher keep on walking, all you dance. Yeah, I win. Nigga, yeah, I win.
Zero. Zero slouch. Yeah. Right here, that's the control room, baby. Where independent artists matters the most. I am your host, King Kush Money. How y'all feeling? How y'all doing? Zero slouch, what's dragging?
All King Kush's been
a minute, but sure, what's up, family? How you feeling, man?
Yeah, what's the vibe? What's the vibe for the record? What's up, family? Everybody was good.
Man, man, man. Talk to the people, man. Round of applause, man. We got Zero Smiles in the building, man. He does a lot for the team. G-Man, appreciate you coming through to the control room, man. Real talk.
Appreciate you for having me tonight, bro. It's been a minute. It's been a long time since I've been on the control room, man.
Man, real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? It's good to have you here, man. You definitely do your thing with, you know, bringing the, you know, these entrepreneurs through, man. You know what I'm saying? And giving them a platform, you know, to shine up, you know, for record radio. And,
We got to actually push each other, you know. We got to push each other. If we're not pushing each other, man, nobody going to make it nowhere. One hand washes the other, both hands
right.
Wash the face. You know, philosophy.
Yeah, man, it's like a train. We all connected, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, you know what I'm saying? So why not, you know what I'm saying, make everything choo-choo?
I'm going to start off with this. All independent artists tap in. Y'all should be tapping in with me ASAP because 420 Smoking Review is officially up and running now. So what is that? That is the platform where we're educating our community about marijuana. A lot of us aren't as educated as we think we are. And there's a lot of things that we don't know that we should know. So that's the main focus of the page. But the second focus of the page is to give these independent artists a different platform to get heard, you know. For the Record is one of the platforms. Now, 420 and Review is going to be the next platform. You're going to be able to find that on Patreon, WeTube, YouTube. Hopefully I can... the wave hits the way it wants to, so I can get it on Spotify. But this is for y'all, the independent artists. So tap in. Get your music heard.
Man, let them know where they can find your stuff and find you and tap in with you right quick, my brother.
You can find me on all social media, Zero_Smiles with a Z. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all those places. And 420 in Review, you can look that up. That's the YouTube channel. That's on YouTube. It is called Smoke and Review on WeTube. Yes, WeTube is a web page. Look it up. It's a 420 creator page where we could be uncensored. So the music could be uncensored. The content could be uncensored. I could explain things the way I want to that YouTube won't allow me to do. So that's a whole new platform, a whole new world for us right there.
Hold on. You said weed too?
Weed too, bro. Weed too, yes, weed too.
Whoa. That's dope. Man, that's upset. You know, you learn something new every day, man. You know, and we definitely appreciate when you come through, bro. Real talk, man. You always bring in some insightful information.
When I was doing the research on how to fully monetize Smoke and Review on YouTube, I was finding a lot of red tags where 420 creators can't monetize a lot of their content on YouTube because of the tech of their video. Like if they're showing them breaking up the weed and rolling up the weed or directly have weed in the title of the video, they can't monetize. They don't make no money off those videos. So I was trying to figure out how to really blur that line. And during my research, WeTube came about. And I started doing a little bit more homework on it and doing a little bit more reading on it. And it actually is a place where a lot of the 420 creators you see on YouTube go to make their money because you uncensored there. And then Patreon is another good place where you could, you know, for all artists, any type of anything you do as far as drawings, web design. Patreon is a great place for you to sell and move yourself as an artist or as whatever you want to consider yourself as. It's
right,
a great place.
Right.
You have subscribers that dig what you do specifically and they pay to see what you do. You could go live there. These creators is using these platforms and it's not known to us the way it should be known. Nobody's really exploring these platforms like we should. Snapchat.
We know Facebook. We know Instagram.
That's all we know. And Black Twitter. But social media is so much bigger and broadband than just Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. These other sites is giving the bag we're looking for doing what we do on Facebook and Instagram for free.
Man. Hold that thought, my brother. Hold that thought right there. We got callers on deck, man. The lines is lit. Your caller stay right there. Don't hang up. Yo, we're going to get to our first caller of tonight, and we're going to speak to this brother a little bit more. Zero Smiles always coming through with that info. Let's get it. First caller, let's know what your name is and where you're from, please.
Hey, Coach. This is Paul Mash. How you doing, man?
Paulie!
TVA, TVA, TVA,
gonna build it,
Paulie! Yeah, something like that.
What's up, Paul? How you doing, brother?
Oh, not much, Chris. What about you, man?
You know, I'm doing my thing, loving my show, and I got a fantastic guest today, man. You know, he definitely does a lot over here for the team. Zero Smiles is in the building.
Paulie, what's up,
Paulie? Hey, nice to meet you, man.
What's up, Paulie? We met a few times, Paulie, actually. We spoke a few times. You were there on my first interview ever 2.5 years ago.
Okay, I made so many people, I forget, so I apologize.
I'm a frequent listener, so I know exactly who Paulie is.
Paulie is celebrity over here, man. He got so many people. Matter of fact, how many shows you did, Paulie? Tell him how many shows you did.
Paulie, what's going on with you? Talk about. Let's hear what's going on with Paulie.
759.
Yeah.
I haven't had any interviews in about 8 days. I'm still trying to work on that, but nothing yet.
Don't worry, man. You know, slow motion is still good motion. We're still moving. We're still moving.
Well, I hear you, man.
Already. Zero Smiles. Talk to Paulie, man. Go ahead. You guys, you know.
Paulie,
let's know what you do, man.
Tell them a little bit of what you do, Paulie. A lot of people don't know. We got a lot of new listeners right now. I can guarantee that. So tell the world what you do, Paulie.
Okay. Well, the name of my show is called Paul Mash TV, and what I do is I interview the independent artists. And just like you said a few minutes ago, man, people need that exposure, you know, and that's what my show does. And a lot of people love it. And, Matter of fact, I interviewed King Kush here one time. I'm still working on a second one, but hopefully that'll happen soon. And Black Gaza, and, you know, several others, Jay Over, Jay Ugg, you know. Anybody wants to do it, just call over here and get in touch with any of these guys, and they'll fix you up with me. All you need is a link from YouTube of your music video, and also get Zoom. And interviews aren't very long. I try to keep it about 5 to 15 minutes, something like that. And then you usually get the end result roughly an hour or two after that. So so I'll hope to hear from you soon.
Yeah, Paul, I'm doing smiles, man. We got to hook up an interview with you and Paulie Nash, man. What's
definitely,
up?
Definitely. That would be a dope episode, you know, bringing in his aspect and his side of his reviews and the way he does his interviewing. I've watched a few of Paulie's episodes, and they're dope. His interviews are straight to the point. He gets straight to the point, like, and it's a good time. You can tell the artist that he's interviewing is enjoying it. There's never no awkwardness on any of his interviews. Paulie, I've been listening to Paulie for about 2.5 years. He does what he does. And it'll be
man,
dope.
Real
well,
talk,
well, I appreciate that, man. No, you made my day.
I heard a lot of good artists come from Paulie. A lot of good artists I've been heard from Paulie.
Hey, yo, Paul Mash is definitely that dude. Yo, Paulie, real quick, I got an exclusive for you, my brother.
Okay.
Paulie, I have an exclusive for you. Are you ready?
I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead, buddy.
It's actually my next caller, Benji the Prince,
okay,
with Rome right here on the control. Whoa. Let's get it, Black Guys, and spin that right quick, man. What we doing?
You put on, mama, yeah, yeah. Tryna make sure that you know, mama, yeah, yeah. Baby, come get in my zone, mama, yeah, yeah. I know that you know, this shit cold, mama. Let's get grown, mama, we put on, mama, yeah, yeah. Tryna make sure that you know, mama, yeah, yeah. Baby, come get in my zone, mama, yeah, yeah. I know that you know, this shit cold, mama. Let's get grown, mama. I see ya, okay, oh yeah, I see ya. In a jet black, all black, with a chica. No English, but it's cool, my la diva. Told you when I see ya, me amo, my la chica. She's a she's this cross the mattress, put it from my cleaner. Hopping up on me just to hit me with the greaser. Something so intriguing, come on, Mona Lisa. I see ya, go get the pizza, I be the Caesar. Put this so good, had to double back in Caesar. Swag got me feeling like Fabio with Batista. We eat the whole peak of Saint Laurent in this season. Put on, mama, yeah, yeah. Tryna make sure that you know, mama, yeah, yeah. Baby, come get in my zone, mama, yeah, yeah. I know that you know, this shit cold, mama. Let's get grown, mama, we put on, mama, yeah, yeah. Tryna make sure that you know, mama, yeah, yeah. Baby, come get in my zone, mama, yeah, yeah. I know that you know, this shit cold, mama. Let's get grown, mama. First two, holla back, screaming, Nero, Nero. With the rose in my mouth, I'm a hero, hero. See the C4, C4, where the people, people. Get a lot, natter up to show them niggas, we not equal. Every moment that I have created, need a sequel. This is swagged out, passed out, through the deep pool. Feel like high school, fuck the world, I made a preschool. Headed to the church to find out what the priest do. Oops, I meant prayer do, never mind swear to. R.I.P. to Kobe, I've been feeling like a Laker too. Ballin' like a Laker do, I can shake a breaker fool. What made you shake and break a rule? Spin to break the breaker rule. Put on, mama, yeah, yeah. Tryna make sure that you know, mama, yeah, yeah. Baby, come get in my zone, mama, yeah, yeah. I know that you know, this shit cold, mama. Let's get grown, mama, we put on, mama, yeah, yeah. Tryna make sure that you know, mama, yeah, yeah. Baby, come get in my zone, mama, yeah, yeah. I know that you know, this shit cold, mama. Let's get grown, mama.
Yeah. We back in the building. King Kush Money is in the building with Zero Smiles, ladies and gentlemen. That song right there was dun, 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 Benji the Prince with Rome. We got more there for him. I know we said we was going to bring him right in after the song, but we got Pops on the line, and I think he want to tune in to chime in right quick on the control room. Hey, yo, Pops!
What's up, man? Got me on guard, man.
I was waiting for this. What you doing over
there? Shit. What's up, Smiles?
What's
up, Smiles? Hold on, let me light my shit up.
You talking?
What are we smoking on today?
What are we smoking on today, Pop?
Some Hindu Kush, man.
Oh, I got some lava cakes over here.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
We got that good. That good? Man, I want to smoke on some of that. I'm smoking on this guy's Kush right now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Kush pumping. Guys and Kush.
We got, hey, Pops, we got to get Zero Smiles hit with some of this guy's Kush, man. What you think?
I was Dirty Diana, man, on my couch.
Oh, shit. What you doing on your couch, Pop?
I said we're gonna have Zero Smiles come slide through, sit on the couch, and smoke some guys of Kush out of Dirty Diana.
Oh, man.
Oh, there it is. I mean, Pops, we get through, man, I got to come through to Minnesota. Man, you guys kind of made me a little jealous that I didn't show up last time when the whole crew came through and y'all had that little barbecue and all that, man. So, man, I would definitely love to show up.
I promise you, man, you slide through my crib, everybody's going to show up here, man. Everybody.
Oh.
What's that?
You know we got to do videos and all.
You know, I got to make sure I'm at the next one.
Zero Smiles got to pull up, man. I know you're going to bring a lot of people, too, man.
Man, yeah. It's always a vibe and it's always a party. That's why they call me Mr. Vibes himself.
Right on. Yeah.
Talk to the people, Pops. Let them know where you at.
Not many people know who Dirty Diana is. Who Dirty Diana, Pops?
Dirty
Diana
is
Dirty
my three-foot
bomb. Not many people know who that is.
No, that's my 3-foot bomb. If they watched the show, they'd know.
Oh,
well, tuned in. They'd know Dirty Diana by name. That's the main piece of my show. My artist smokes out of that while I smoke out of my bong, and everybody, my show is called Chop It Up with Pops 420. Every Thursday night, right here on For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. I invite local independent artists into my crib. They sit on my couch. We do giveaways. We give them an interview. We smoke a lot of weed, y'all, a lot of weed. And, it's a good time, man. Tune in and call in. Same number you call in tonight, 929-477-2425. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. 9 on the East Coast, 6 on the West Coast.
Yes, Mike. Exactly. Make sure y'all stay locked in tuned in tomorrow night, man. Pop's gonna be in the building, and he got special guests. Who you got coming through?
Young Wills.
Young Wills. Man, I'm ready to hear what he got to say about that name, man. Because I got some Young Wills on my viewers, man. Yeah,
and I got a few on my.
Hell yeah, man!
Which Young Will is this?
Yeah, I got them 20s on there, man. They young, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get old, too. Now I got my truck coming. So, yeah, we going to, you know, he's going to be in the building tomorrow night on Chop It Up with Pops. 420, y'all.
Nah, Pops going to
be
back. If y'all follow him on Facebook every now and then, y'all can watch it live, too, on Facebook. Pops will have you laughing.
Every Thursday night. Every Thursday night. We go live.
Man.
Hold on, Zero Smiles, I just got it. The reason why he's Young Wills, he's in a wheelchair. We're gonna have Young Wills in the building tomorrow night, man. Gonna chop it up with Pops.
I'm sure he got some wheels on there too, man. Hell yeah, I bet he does too.
Come on,
but yeah, he gonna slide through tomorrow. And we're going to have a good-ass time. I hope everybody tunes in and calls in. Yeah, I'm
you
giving away.
Tuned in the time, man.
I'm giving away.
Oh yeah, Pops be having the giveaways too. You catch Pops, you be winning shit on Pop Show.
Yeah, I'm giving away a bong, just also a dab rig. So
ooh,
call in, man.
Call
in,
tomorrow night and see what's popping on 420. Jero Smiles going to be in the, he's going to be calling in. King Push Money going to be calling in. We all going to be calling in. I'm trying to tell you. Hey, yo, Pop. I got one question for you, Pop.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. Man, I'm high in the draft ass, man.
What kind of barbecue y'all eating over at the,
We had chicken, hot dogs, hamburgers.
Hey, Pop, tell me this song right here, Pop. Tell me this song.
Oh, I say ball out, you hit record.
That's my son, GC, Danny C, and Fusco. R.I.P. GC, R.I.P. Fusco. Miss you guys, man. With all my heart, I miss them both. They were great kids, man.
Took it
too early. What's that?
That's
called How to Be the Man. Yes, sir. That's
the
best of peace, man.
How to be the boss. How to buy the car.
How to fly through with the 7 coats of gloss.
Ooh, let's let them know how
it is. Ball
out, you
hit record.
Ball out, baby. Yeah. So you had to be the man, had to be the boss, had to fly through with 7 coats of the gloss. So you had to be the man. So you had to be the man. Yeah. So you had to be the man, had to be the boss, had to buy the cars, had to buy the house. So you had to be the man. Yeah. So you had to be the man. So you had to be the man. How to flip them Zans, show you how to take a dime from her, fuck your man. Show you how to flip the script, how to lane switch, how to step your paper game up real quick. GC, I ain't playing, show you how to not say shit. And if you talking dollars, then you speaking my language. Four side bitches, I ain't never had no main bitch. And if you acting funny, then I ain't on no strange shit. Show you how to roll up that motherfucking dang shit. 12 come through, y'all know I ain't say shit. All about my money, I ain't got no patience. And if you waste my time, oh, you bait. Show you how to lead a scene and not say shit. White boy, but I'm seen with all races. Show you how to tell real shit from fake shit. Show you how to be the realest thing on day. Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to fly through with 7 coats of the gloss. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. Yeah. Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to buy the cars, how to buy the house. Show you how to be the man. Yeah, show you how to be the man. Yeah.
Yeah. You already know it's the total, baby. Get better independent artists matter the most. Hey, yo, shout out Push Money. You already know it's 7 days a week. No days off. Let's get it.
So you had to be the man, had to be the boss, yeah, had to fly through with 7 coats of the gloss. So you had to be the man. So you had to be the man. Yeah. So you had to be the man, had to be the boss, how to buy the car, how to buy the house. So you had to be the man. Yeah. So you had to be the man.
How to be the man? First you get a plan, then you execute it, put that money in your hands. You can have a strategy or you can be a savage. Me, I stick and move, snatch and run like an athlete. How to be a man? Stay focused and diligent. Say about your M&Ms and know when they get ignorant. Slide through spitting shit and switch your whip, switch your whip. Want a bottle like the water, you gon' have to flip a rick. You gon' have to hit a lick. Lurk squad, hippie click, I bend it with my thing. Hope you know that I'm the man when I pull up in the Range Rover, stuntin' in my plain clothes. Huh, got my chain hold.
Dang, bro, it's looking like a stained coat. Put a something in the candy painted plain, hope.
Yes.
I know how to be a man, now I want to be a boss. Gold, gold in my mouth, I ain't learned how to floss.
Bow.
Nigga, what's up? Bow, 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 bow.
Show you how to be the man. By that time now, y'all, let them know how to be the boss.
Oh, the boss.
Yes, sir. King Kush Money back in the building on the control room. You guys can call in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. It's about 6:30. We got about 15 minutes left to see who's going to take over the rest of the show. We got none other than Zero Smiles in the building. Zero Smiles, I got a few questions for you, man.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, man, real quick, man. So how long you been, like, in this music thing, man? So I see that you're very educated on, you know, far as the business side and, you know, how long you been writing music, and how long you been doing this music thing?
I'm 33. I really, really, really jumped into it, like, full-blown when I was 16. So let's say that's about 17, 18 years.
Oh, wow.
Had a little rough spin with Rough Rider. Things didn't go the way it was supposed to go. And that's when I learned it's not all sunflowers and daisies once you sign that contract. It's
right.
That, and you're not what you want to be. So from there,
basically steroids.
Me and my cousin started Gelly Records, and just recently, about a year and a half ago, I actually split from that team. But still, shout out to that team. Shout out to GFMG though. Shout out to Mike Fish. You already know Gang Gang. Shout out to Ghost. Despite whatever's going on, those are still family, so shout out to that team right there. But I broke away from there and started ATA, Above the Mall, you know, because that's what I'm striving for, to be above all the other artists I've ever worked with, be above all the other mentors I've ever worked with, as far as pushing these independent artists to do more, because there's a lot of ways to get out there, but they just don't realize that it's so simple and so easy. And there's a lot more about their image and what they do compared to what they say. And with the right guidance, these young artists can really see it and stay independent and make all that money. We can have more Jordan Lucases. We can have more Chance the Rappers. We can have more Tyler the Creators, because these guys is not losing nothing on the percentage. They own all their masters. They own all their royalties. Baby, these little baby and them, they just start getting all their masters, all their royalties. If you heard the stories about Diddy... If you heard the stories about Diddy just buying back all his masters, if you heard the story about how Snoop Dogg got, a lot of people don't know that, how Snoop Dogg got it, bro. Snoop Dogg went to go buy his masters for Doggy Style, and it was too expensive. And he was like, so how much will the Death Row catalog be? And he went and bought the Death Row catalog instead, because it was cheaper than buying Doggy Style, because Doggy Style was a bigger project. You got to learn your percentage. That's how these labels get you. You think that $100,000, $200,000, oh, $2.5 million advance is something. Nah, you still got to pay IRS 40% of that. Lil Baby said it the best way, and I respect the young homie for that one too, because he was like, when he was getting his checks from all his music, he never spent them. So when the IRS came knocking on his door, the money was there. That's why he didn't fall in debt. You could speak to any artist that done hit that $1 million. When the IRS knocked on their door, they wasn't prepared for that. That's the knowledge I want to get. Not to fall into that predicament, to be wealthy and stay wealthy and still make money in music and not be that one-hit wonder that goes broke after that.
Basically, keep it at a consistent rate, because that, you know, we definitely see, you know, because just imagine, you know what I'm saying, me, I'm so used to spending $1,000 a week, and you wind up just giving me $1 million. What do you think I'm going to do with that, man? I have no knowledge of this type of cash.
Oh, man, nah, I'm going to be broke. You want to hear something funny? When I was 18, mm-hmm. I had just came home from Rikers. I had a $7,500 check in my pocket from a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. 18 years old, didn't know what to do with that kind of money. Yeah, I was touching that kind of money, but I was working for my plug, so it wasn't really my money. That was my money for the first time. It was like, and when I cashed it all in cash. And I cashed it a little bill, so it looked like I had way more money than I was supposed to. And I didn't know what to do with that, and I lost my money.
How long did it take you to spend it?
2 weeks.
About a month?
Then 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks.
Gone. All of it. I'm back at work. Gone. Back at work.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, we're like the stock market when it comes to that.
I didn't understand. I had no responsibility. That's another problem. That's another thing with our generation. Our generation walks into the world with not understanding what responsibilities are either.
Right. Right. I think as a child, I think our parents, not to cut you off, but I think as a child, I think our parents should instill in us, you know, like, far as ways of like allowance, you know what I'm saying, and paying for stuff, you know, every month, pay for your room. Give me $10 a month just to pay for your room. So it's not about the cost. It's about the principality, you know, the principle of just instilling. It's a responsibility. Maybe you renting your room out, so eventually later on you're gonna see, oh, you're gonna rent out a house, and then, you know what I'm saying, it's teaching them about responsibility early.
I got a mixed perspective on that, because Naka said it. My boy Naka said it in his song, Don't Blame the White Man. Our parents didn't know no better. Our parents didn't know no better.
Yeah.
What the fuck
is
our excuse? What is really our excuse? If the generation before us, like, if you look at it, we're all of us in our generations in our late 20s, early 30s, right?
Right,
and
right.
Our parents didn't know no better, because they was coming from a different era, and they didn't know what they was doing. And if we see their mistakes, if we watch their mistakes unfold and happen, what the fuck is our excuse for making the same mistakes?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's kind of controversial, but it's like
nowadays it's different. Nowadays, there's Google. Nowadays, the information is right here.
I'm going to give you a better example. All right, so I do HVAC in Florida. I made a mistake on a call, right? My manager called me. He's like, hey, Donovan, next time you should do this, and this, or offer this, and this. You know, shout out to Quality Air of America, by the way. And he said that's more arsenal into your tools for when you to make you a better salesman, better technician. We look at criticism as you bashing. So it's hard to teach our generation, because they look at it as, oh, when you call somebody out or something wrong, oh, you're talking down on me. No. I know it. I've seen it happen. Learn from my mistake. I'm telling you this because I made that mistake and I learned from it. This is what I learned from that. So I'm giving it to you so you don't make the same mistake. It's the same thing in any field. Same thing if you go to McDonald's. If you go to McDonald's and make the Big Mac wrong, the person that's training is going to stop you. Hey, no, do it this way. You're walking into a system. The same thing with the music industry. You're walking into an already pre-made system. The system's been working for thousands of years. For hundreds of years, the same system, the same method, the same way the music industry's been working, only thing that's been changed is social media. But the concept of music has been the same since music started. The concept of the music industry has been the same since the music started. So it's the same program. All we're doing is walking into the same program. So why try to change something that's already...
But we have more knowledge still. We have more knowledge, and that's where I was getting at, like, our ancestors, you know, like far as our mothers, our parents, you know, they were not all was taught how to work or how to have a house and not
or
how rent.
Or just how to.
Exactly. They didn't have that. We were all depending. We were dependable on people. We was not independent. So nowadays, if our mothers nowadays have kids and their kids is how the generation was before us, the 80s babies, then
They shouldn't be mothers at all. Because there's right nowadays, there's too much information out there, I think, for us, so we can be able to get on track and stay on track. Be able to want to buy a house and not be able to rent. So because when you put money in the house, you're building equity. If you put money inside of a rental space, you're wasting money. You're just making the landlord rich. So these are things that we wasn't taught early. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yo, we got callers on deck. You know what I'm saying? My bad, my brother. I didn't mean to go, man. We got about 20 minutes left for our show. We got a few callers on deck.
This happened last time. The same thing happened last time. We can't get into these kind of conversations.
I know. Man. No, dear smile, listen, you're our brother. So this is not the last time, my brother. Your family here. So whenever you want to come through, bro. You know what I'm saying? Look, in 5 more minutes, you can control the show. At 6:45, you can control the show. But we do got Prince online. We did say we're going to bring him in. The Prince is in the building.
Let me say something about the young man right quick before he come online. Shout out to 50 the Prince. Man, young, talented kid in Miami, doing his thing. He just fell on my lap through a mutual friend, and we've been rocking together since then. Go ahead. You can talk the rest of you. You can talk yourself up from there, bro. I just introduced you. You got it from there.
Hey there, y'all, man. How y'all doing, man? I'm just cooling up in here, taking heat. You know, soaking up that game, man. Soaking up that game. You know, man.
Already. Talk to the people. Let them know who you are, where you're from, man.
Yeah, man. You know, it's your boy, Benjamin Prince, man. You know, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, man. You know, Broward County, man. You know, man. You know, we over here. You know how we do it. You know, just cooling, man. You know, freestyling my thing, rapping my game. You know how we do it. One. One of many guys to do this, but you know.
Don't talk that freestyle gang for the record.
That's my thing.
How y'all want it?
So you know what?
Hey, man, however you want to give it to him, brother, give it to him. And I also want you to give him your social media, too. The flow yo is my brother.
Man, my Instagram. My Instagram is Young Prince Benjamin, YUNG, Prince Benjamin. You know, YouTube, Benji the Prince. You know, however y'all want it, man. You know, let's get it, man. Let's jump into it, man. How about this?
Now, yo, we can start from the start.
Okay.
Hey,
for a second. Man, this is motion up the rhythm at its finest. Them boys says, no build, not science finest, but I'm trying to kick it. This motivation every time your boy take the mic, hell, grace it, touch it, bless it. That's best of Midas touch, straight gold. Neurons ain't even know. Your boy been spitting neutrons way before 1998. Had the plate. Mom told me, shoot the shot, don't miss third base. That's no strikes, been on tape flat all night. I've been cool with it. Them boys should know I'm a fool with this. Being 10 coming, I'm your trick, but I'm too legit. The tool to work and hat and show them boys how I can do it first. Damn. Now that's sweet 16. Like a white girl's birthday. You know, shit.
Hey, quick. Shout out to the young one. Shout out to the PA.
Come on.
Quality.
Yo, shout out to Florida too, man. Shout out to the Gun State, Florida, man.
Yo.
I want to give a quick shout out though, because it takes time. It took time out of his night to make sure he called in and make sure he's listening. I want to give a shout out to the big OG Sean of Quality Air of America. Thanks for listening, bro. Welcome to the channel. Now you're part of the For the Record family. Welcome, bro.
Oh, okay, man.
Already. Hey, yo,
shout out to artist Benji, because he came up here and showed you that he's ready whenever I'm ready to put him on the spot. And I actually put him on the spot today, last minute. So, yeah, that's my boy.
I love it, though. I love y'all energy, man. I love how y'all, you know, y'all came together. Y'all do y'all thing, man. I support, man. I enjoy staying tuned and listening in. So, you know, man, I'm here. You know, I ain't going nowhere.
Yo, Prince, man, yo, just
just to let you know, man, we appreciate you calling in, man. You know what I'm saying? Really showing your love right here on Florida Record Radio, man, and embracing your talent, bringing your talent here. And, man, I just got one question for you, man. You ready?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, what this song is right here right quick? Hold on. Let me see.
Yeah, man, it's a, that's my new single. It's called Rome. Really off my expression, Rome. Yeah. Truth be told, that was done in. It was written in 10 minutes.
Wow. Just like that. You introduce your song to the world, man.
Tell us about the single. What's the motivation behind the single, bro?
I couldn't, my boy, shout out Mercedes Hotel for it. My boy, he sent me like a list of beats and I came across that one. Shout out Kevin Hughes. He made that one. But once I heard it, I was like, bro, that sounds commercial. And it sounds like catchy. And it sounds like Hispanic almost. Like Rome or something, and I was just like, you know, and then it was just like, when the lyrics just came with it, and I was like, the video coming.
You never know when inspiration will come to you.
I mean,
right?
It just hit. Sometimes it just hit. Sometimes it's off of what I hear. I can hear. Mm-hmm. I can hear a song. Or I can hear. I'm young, but my sound is kind of classy. Like I still
tell
like.
Tell them how old you is. Tell them, you said you're young. Tell them how old you is.
I'm 24. But I put it like this. I'm one of those guys who's 24, but I still listen to Reasonable Doubt. I still listen to that.
That's a good album to listen to too. That's a good album. Hey, Kush. I got a question for you after the song. I had to spin that shit, Gaza.
Yo, let's get it, man.
You put on, mama. Yeah, make sure that you know, mama. Yeah, baby, come get in my zone, mama. I know that you know. This shit cold, mama. Let's get wrong, mama. We put on, mama. Tryna make sure that you know, mama. Baby, come get in my zone, mama. I know that you know. This shit cold, mama. Let's get wrong, mama. I see ya. Okay. Oh yeah, I see ya. In a jet black, all black with a chica. She speaking no English, but it's cool, my la diva. Told you when I see ya, me amor, my la chica. She's a. Fifties cross the mattress, faded from my cleaner. Hopping up on me just to hit me with the greaser. Something so intriguing, come on Mona Lisa. I see you, go get the pizza, I be the Caesar. Pussy so good, I had to double back and seize her. Swag got me feeling like Fabio with Batista. We eat the whole peak of Saint Laurent in the season. You put on, mama, yeah, yeah. Tryna make sure that you know, mama, yeah, yeah. Baby, come get in my zone, mama, yeah, yeah. I know that you know, this shit cold, mama, let's get wrong, mama, we put on, mama, dag, tryna make sure that you know, mama, dag, baby, come get in my zone, mama, dag, I know that you know, this shit cold, mama, let's get wrong, mama, first two, holla back, screaming, Nero, with the rose in my mouth, I'm a hero, see the C4, where the people, get a lot, natter up, to show them niggas, we not equal, every moment that I have created, need a sequel, this is swagged out, passed out, through the deep. Feel like high school, fuck the world, I made a preschool. Headed to the church to find out what the priest do. Oops, I meant prayer do, never mind swear to. R.I.P. to Kobe, I've been feeling like a Laker too. Ballin' like a Laker do. I can shake a break a fool, what made you shake and break a rule? Spin the break the breaker rule. Put on, mama, yeah, yeah. Tryna make sure that you know, mama, yeah, yeah. Baby, come get in my zone, mama, yeah, yeah. I know that you know, this shit cold, mama. Let's hit wrong, mama, we put on, mama, yeah, yeah. Tryna make sure that you know, mama. Dag, baby, come get in my zone, mama. Dag, I know that you know. It's shit cold, mama. Let's get wrong, mama.
SB4S type shit. Make it get right, baby. Brad Bullies, I'm letting you know.
Yeah. Benji the Prince, Wrong from Florida. Right here on the control room. Thank y'all for tuning in and showing y'all love and support. It's about 6:49 love. We got about 11 minutes left for the show. Man, I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. All the people who showed their love, man. You know what I'm saying? And just listening, man. Just thank y'all. I want to thank Gerald Smiles for coming through once again. Man, we got one caller left on deck. And we're about to jump back into this caller. And at the same time, we still got Zero Smiles to build. He did have a question for me. Let's bring Zero Smiles back in the building. Zero Smiles, you still there?
Bro, since you brought up Reasonable Doubt, and I've never asked anybody on For the Record this yet, what is your favorite home album?
My favorite home album, I like, I love. It definitely plays a major part of my happy days. Blueprint.
Okay.
The first one.
Okay.
Black and I definitely love me. Reasonable Doubt. Reasonable Doubt, that's next level J. You know what I'm saying? That shit right there took me back to, that's OG, that's original gangster, that's, you know
now,
what I mean?
When I'm on Demon Time, it's Reasonable Doubt. When I'm chilling,
right.
It's Black
there we
Album.
Go.
It's Black
Album. Me, Blueprint. That Blueprint was, that's
Blueprint
when he took
great,
it to the top. That's when he was like Jay-Z, we know. Reasonable Doubt was that, because I'm from New York.
But you got to realize,
you know
Black
saying?
Album
so,
was when Jay-Z was like, fuck everybody, I'm out. That was, that
that's
was him.
He,
that,
that's
that,
when he,
that,
yeah, because that's when he had the,
the album was
yeah, man. So he wasn't going nowhere, man. He, you know, that's all. He's all time classic, man. So definitely, Blueprint was is my favorite album. But I love all his shit. I love his Dynasty. Because New York. Hold on, let me be a fan right quick. I got about 2 minutes. A few minutes left. Let me be a fan right quick, okay? So check this out, right? I'm from like Rochester, New York, right, which is the murder capital of New York State. You know what I'm saying? I dealt with these. So I had a crew there. So my crew, everybody bumped Jay, especially that song with him and DMX. You know, and when we had the house party downstairs in the basement. Oh, my God.
Oh, anyway, you talking about? You talking back in the day.
Hey, when Freeway came up to Hot 97, I still remember the day he was up there spitting. Man, that was the classic is freestyle ever. When he came up on Hot 97, Jay-Z was up there. I think Dame was up there. Freeway
was up there. Everybody was there.
Yo, niggas had that shit on lock. And let me also say this, and then we got to go. Rockaware and Air Force Ones, Jay-Z started that. With the white
T-shirt. With the white tee under.
The blue denim jeans. Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. Yo, man, that was the era, man. You know what I'm saying? And the chain with the goddamn, you know, the wheel. Yeah. I need one of those. I want one of my.
When we throw that chain was spinning? When we throw that chain was spinning?
Man, come on, man. Yo, listen. Rockefeller Records had the whole New York State on lock back in the day.
On lock,
bro. I'm from New York. I'm from Rochester.
So I know the vibe.
Come on.
That
come on,
harder.
So
that
this is real shit. The niggas had that shit. Benny Siegel had the shit on lock. The Truth album, that shit was a classic album. Oh, I
still
speak
in the air,
truth.
Still a classic.
Oh, shit.
Feeling in the air, still a classic.
Feeling in the air, oh my God.
Now listen to that. Now see, I'm about to go over and listen to that right now after we hang up, bro.
Real nigga shit. No, I'm about to bump that shit.
Wait, you can't forget Jada, though. You can't forget Jada.
Jada
had a flash from all of late '90s, early 2000s. Data had it on
Jada can still look the same. From the time I first seen him to right now, he still looks the same. You know what I'm saying? He still sounds the same. He's just a classic sound. Jadakiss is a classic sound. I have to have a Jadakiss verse.
Yeah. When Jada hit, bro, Jada right now could drop an album. It may not make a million sales, but niggas is going to be streaming the fuck out of that shit every day,
hey,
bro.
Come on. Listen, Jada has to be in the top five, despite everything.
Jada's a top five artist.
He is a top five artist. If you don't name Jadakiss in your top five, and you're from the real hip hop era, then you're hating.
You bug it. You ain't listening to hip hop.
That's what I'm saying.
You listen to commercial music.
Yeah, go that way.
Checkmate to this day is still the best diss song I've ever listened to in my life. I don't care about none of this new shoot 'em up shit.
Oh,
Checkmate
man.
Is the most disrespectful Jadakiss diss record in the world.
He's nice, man. Definitely a nice one, man. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, if y'all don't say Jadakiss is not in your top five when it comes to MCing from the real hip hop era, you straight up hating straight like that. And he's still doing the shit though.
I feel like this. KRS-One said it one day on an interview. I have a 16 for every hip hop artist out right now. I guarantee you Jada has a secret 16 bars for everybody popping right now, waiting for somebody to drop his name and say, I dare you. Because I know J. Cole got a 16 for everybody. J. Cole is ready for anybody to drop his name now because he's like, I'm at GOAT status. Drop my name if you want to.
J. Cole is one of those artists, he's like one of those metaphorical.
It's a smart nigga killing you. And that's the worst. I'd rather a hood nigga body me in the 16 than a smart nigga body me in the 16 because the smart nigga will make
that's
it sound
what
even
I mean.
Worse.
Those are the metaphorical guys. Those are the ones you want to stay away from. Listen, we got 3 minutes left
feelings.
On the show.
You're going to hurt your feelings. You're going to hurt your girl's feelings.
I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm saying. He might say 3 words, which means a whole lot. He's like, God,
and then you got to go Google this shit. Hey, like, what
yo, hold on. We're overtime. Yo, we got Haiti in the building. Yo, Haiti the Great. What's cracking?
Oh, man, what's cracking,
bro? How you feeling? Yo, what's going on, King Kush Money? What's the fuck's going on, my buddy Chirac in the motherfucking building? What's going on? What's going on, every motherfucking body? How y'all doing? I've been tuning in to the whole conversation all the time.
I
love the Jada. I love Jada. See, guys will know I fuck with New York. You feel me? Tough, like thoroughly. And Jay, especially Jay. You feel me? But back in them days like that, you feel me, when Kushner was jamming that thing, you feel me? In old times, like he said, I was really like a locks dude. You feel me? And I really fucked with like really, to tell you the truth, I was really more of a Wayne head. Look, I fucked with the Hot Boys back in the days. I fucked with a lot of Soulja Slim. I fucked with a lot of Mac Miller. I'm talking about Mac Maine. I fucked with a lot of that Shell Shock. I fucked with Fiend. Fiend was one of my number one artists when I loved the Fiend when I was little. Let me tell you what else I fucked you with. And you know what? I fucked with that Dayton family, man. A lot of motherfuckers don't know about that Dayton family, but that's who I was fucking with back then. Because Rock was the Rock. Come on, what's the fucking Rock? Come on, man.
Yeah,
it's the fucking Rock.
But the
Rock. You know what I'm saying? But It's the fucking Rock, though. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but one of the hottest ones too, though. They did. Halfway
I was just fucking Wayne. No, man. I wouldn't Jay-Z'd out, but I loved Jay-Z all his music. But my number one album of Jay-Z, like, Dynasty is it. You feel me?
Ooh.
Dynasty is it. But my number one album that I can just put that bitch on and just goddamn it, roll that bitch out to, bro. Let me tell you something. And I ain't gonna even lie. That motherfucking American Gangster, man. Let me tell you something.
Ooh,
you put that motherfucking American Gangster on, I might put on my motherfucking boy. Let me tell you something. I might go get an Ace of Spades. I might just go, you feel me? I might just go get a big motherfucking don't say all together. That motherfucking American Gangster puts you in your motherfucking glow, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. It just makes you want to go get some fucking money. He's just talking. He's just spitting knowledge.
Hey,
timing
with the 16, right quick, hey.
Okay, as everybody know, I got my own show every Sunday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Central, called The Great Boss Show. Y'all motherfuckers need to tune in. Everybody who's tuning in needs to tune the fuck in. I say, I am Haiti the Great, one of the coldest. I'm Mr. For the Record. I talk my shit. I'm one of the boldest. I'm a Chirac. Get a nigga. You know that ain't be fixed. I swear to God, want to up this bitch. You know it come with a switch. Everybody must be DOA. I swear to God, they lay on the ground. They know I don't play. I'm a For the Record all-star. I kill shit. I got all bonds. Anybody fuck with me, they deeply depart. When I spit this shit straight off the brain, I scoop your bad bitch and give me a couple of brains. Yeah, I laid back when I was 13. I saw brain stains on the ground. Let them bitch go. They can't see. Blood on the ground for a couple of days. I swear to God, it's her burgundy. You know how I go. He lay, fee lay. Niggas be talking on the line. Niggas be kissing and telling on the phone. Niggas names being outdated, but they know what I be on. Fuck the world. I'm a For the Record team member. And if you fuck with us, you know we winning. You know how we do it. We do this shit 7 days a week, man. Big up to everybody that's doing their thing. I'm For the Record, man. Kid Kush Money, Gaza, what's up? The whole team, what's up?
And
yeah.
He did a great show. Always dropping the
and I got a request. I'm going to turn that fucking city up.
Yeah, so before we do this, listen, I want to let people know, man, look, this is the end of the show. Make sure y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. King Kush Money every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time, right here on For the Record Radio. We got the control room, baby. Let's get it. Zero Smiles in the building. Got Haiti the Great in the building. We about to end the show. Yeah, you already know Haiti the Great. Oh, yeah, we had one caller, but they hung up, man. Sorry about all the callers, man. We had a lot of callers that was lit. My apologies, man. We was having too much fun tonight. Zero Smiles in the building, man, just reminiscing on old-time classical history. We're going to get it to y'all again next Wednesday. Let's go. Haiti the Great. Let's turn the city up. Let's go.
Turn up.
You already know what time it is, baby. Yeah.
Zero Smiles.
We deserve that shit. I don't know. Serving.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah.
And remember, For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. Every day, 7 days a week, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Y'all remember that. Shout out to Florida. Shout out to my Bronx family. Shout out to everybody that I didn't shout out. That is too many to name. Gang, gang. And shout out to my boy 1P who couldn't make it. I think his phone died. One of my other artists down here. I'm going to get him out here next time. Holla. Gaza, spend that shit.
We deserve that shit. I'm so motivated, that shit crazy. Niggas always talk about later. Time only waiting for a lit. Hey, yeah. And I'ma run it up, ain't got no patience. You can get the money if you wanna start hating. Nobody struggling, shit, we're dry crazy. I pull a double when I think about my baby. Nigga tryna play close, try to see the same play. Boy, bitches do side shit, right up in your face. Boy, I'ma get high and try to be great. And at the same time, I wanna fuck up every state. And at the same time, yeah, I bounce like bad nigga, took a little break. And at the same time, they wanna see me down, don't understand. Gotta make a change, they never found my sack. I hit the gate, I know you heard it, heard it. And you can't see it, with your dog, he ain't for service. Told your bitch, I ain't got time, cause I be working. And got some niggas dead a lot up, that shit really hurt me. What the fuck you worth, if you don't deserve it. Ooh. Cause I've been on that working shit, yeah, no more lurking shit. Fuck your feelings, I've been hurting shit, but it ain't worth it. She be niggas sweet, but no dessert and shit. Bitches on purse and shit. Say we won't shine, cause they ain't heard of this. Ooh, ain't fucking with the getting up, cause I deserve. shit, yeah, I deserve that shit.